Welcome back, everyone, to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I hope you had an amazing weekend. Thanks for tuning in again this week. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Monkey Knuckles. They are the only legal brass knuckles to use in Canada. They make an amazing product. Go get yourself a pair. www.monkeyknuckles.ca. Use code JENNIES15 for 15% off your order. Grab yourself a pair and have fun with these. These are an awesome product. So thank you, Monkey Knuckles, and we hope you enjoy the show today. I'm so excited to have my friend DJ on the show today. Oh my gosh, DJ,
Hey.
how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good.
It's so good to see you, first of all.
It's good to see you too.
Thank you. And second of all, it's been a long time coming. We've tried to do this show for ages, and we've both been busy, and I'm so glad it worked out today. I'm so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you too.
I'm so glad you're here today. It's going to be a fun show. For those people who are listening or watching who don't know who DJ Wright is, DJ Wright is the man. DJ Wright is the name. A young up-and-coming actor and model, mainly in the city of Toronto, but soon to be internationally known, I'm sure.
Soon.
We have known each other for a while. We've been friends for about, I want to say like 4-ish years now or more.
2 years exactly. Yeah.
2 years? It seems so long.
Yeah,
Seems
right?
so long.
It does.
You were the first, was it the first? Because we met through TikTok.
Yeah, we did.
And I think we were the first TikTokers to meet up and meet each other.
Probably, yeah, most likely. You were the first TikTok friend I met in person.
And then we just developed this friendship from there. And I have watched you grow and expand your repertoire and your acting resume. And I'm blown away. Every time I see you do something new, it just blows my mind, and I'm so happy for you, and I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. I've seen you've been hustling too. You got multiple businesses. You're all over the place. That's amazing.
You gotta hustle, gotta grind. So tell me a little bit about, let's take back people back to sort of the origin of your story and how you got interested in acting and how you got into it. Take us through those steps. Take us through that journey.
So I've always been interested in acting ever since I was younger, but it wasn't until I took drama in high school that I decided this is what I want to do as a profession. And I just had so much fun in drama class because it was one of the few professions that I could take. It was one of the few classes that I could take where I could make a fool out of myself and not get judged for it. And it was also one of the few classes that one of the few classes I could take where I got to expand my creativity. And so I continued with act. I began to take acting lessons outside of school. And even after high school, I continued with acting and I just kept on going with
Yeah, and I love that. And do you feel like that's like a good sort of escape for a lot of people who are interested in the arts, is that they can feel a certain level of comfort in acting, being that they can let themselves go and, like you said, not be judged for playing different roles or playing different parts or acting silly or acting funny or doing certain things?
Absolutely. I myself have done some crazy roles, which I mean, it was a bit out of my comfort zone, but I still had fun doing it.
Yeah, how do you handle that when there's something out of, like, how do you know where your boundaries are when there's something that's out of your comfort zone? I mean, we've yet to see a DJ nude scene.
No, I would not do nude yet. No.
I don't think you're like a little brother to me. I don't think I can watch
Yeah,
that.
no, I wouldn't. No, I'm not ready for that yet.
I'll
And
buy the ticket to support you, but I ain't coming.
yeah, no, there won't be any nudity. And first of all, I would have to lose this dad bod to even do that.
Come on. We know you ain't gonna be a daddy, DJ.
Yeah, no.
Every time kids come up, he's like, no.
It's like, no, what are you
No,
doing?
the worst thing that could ever happen to someone.
Exactly. Yeah, the last thing I would ever want to do is traumatize someone.
So, but how do you handle that? What are your, like, where do you place your boundaries and things that are, say, out of your comfort zone versus things that you are like, okay, yeah, I'm doing that shit.
So basically, so one of the roles that I did early on in the year was the film has yet to be released, but I once played a cross, I play a cross-dressing male in that short film.
Okay.
And yeah, basically, so I purposely wanted to do that because I wanted to get a reaction out of people. I basically did it for shock value.
Right.
And I also did it before, twice when I was in film school. So how I deal with it is I just don't think about it. I just like to be in the moment.
Yeah. And do you have a boundary that you say, like, okay, this is out of my comfort zone, but like, this is going too far. I'm not gonna do this. Like, where's that boundary for you? Like, how do you judge that?
So basically, when I look at when I read audition postings for auditions, and if it requires me for to do certain things like nudity, I won't do that. If I see some if I immediately see something in the script that I don't like, then I'll just back out of the project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So have you turned down a lot of roles because of that, or have you?
I haven't had to turn down any roles yet, luckily.
Amazing. That's
Yeah.
amazing. That's so incredible. So tell me about your well, one thing I want to talk about is I just saw on your YouTube page is your internet tutorials. I know those are old videos, but you have to go and watch those internet tutorials because they are a gem. You did a really great job, but it's so funny to see you in that like that role. It's like a true commercial.
Yeah, thanks.
It's so funny. But tell me about you have a brand new movie that's coming out that you are
Yeah,
totally in. I
I do.
saw the posting for that, and there'll be tickets that are going on sale. It's going to be coming to screen, right?
Yes, to the big screen on August 26th. Then the tickets are on sale, and it's in the link to my bio for anyone who wants to
So
see it.
tell us a little bit about that movie and how you got into that whole process.
Yeah, so the movie is called The Blendin. It's a comedy drama which tells the it's about four best friends who go through a crazy week in their lives. I don't want to spoil too much of the film, but
Sure.
it's filled with a lots of laughter, heartbreaks, and them getting into some really deep SHIT. Yeah. And
Wow.
so I play a guy named Winston, who as a rapper goes by Win for the Win. And
Okay.
there's this one scene where I ask three of the main guys for $5, which leads to me almost getting jumped and robbed by them.
Well, they
And
know you don't have any money, so that was silly.
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But yeah, I have that. Yeah, that I'm in. That's my big scene right there. And as far as how I got into the project, I saw a posting of it on Mandy. That's one of the many sites that I use where they post up and coming auditions.
Okay.
Yeah, so I saw a posting for that on Mandy. I applied for the role, and Kavon Simon, who's the writer and the director of the and the producer of the movie reached out to me back. We set up a Zoom audition and they liked my energy, so I got to be a part of it.
I don't know who wouldn't enjoy your energy, DJ. You are literally next to my daddy. You are probably the most positive person I have ever met. You are a true gem. I have never heard a bad word or a negative thing come out of your mouth. You are everything that happens in life, you take it in stride, and you are so positive. And that's inspiring.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
If the world could be a little bit more like you, I think we'd all live happier lives. And humble too, folks.
Things might be slightly weirder, but in a positive way.
Well, speaking of weird, I want to talk about your TikToks because, oh my God, they're fucking hilarious. Your TikTok account has grown over the years. And I remember, like, it took forever, I think, for you to get to 1,000. And then once you got to 1,000, you just like, yeah.
When I first joined, it took me about 7 months to get to 1,000. I know some people thought that I was holding back from getting to 1,000 out of fear of going live, but really I wasn't. I was trying desperately to get to 1,000. And then when I finally did, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was really great to see you go on live. So for people who are unfamiliar with TikTok, you have to have 1,000 followers to go live. You don't need that on Instagram, so I'm just saying. But sometimes it can take a little bit of time to get to 1,000. But once you get to 1,000, your account kind of just blows up. And I think, where are you at now? Like
I'm at
over 5,000.
5,375.
Okay, to be precise. But your videos, every time I see a video, I'm like, oh goodness, DJ. Oh my gosh. You have the best like reaction videos. You have the best like facial expressions for the most awkward videos. A lot of the times the videos, which is so funny because it seems like a juxtaposition to your personality, which I think is makes it funnier. But a lot of the times the videos that you react to or respond to are like very heavily sexually based or like gross things. And then your reaction videos are just hilarious. I love them.
Just by my facial expressions alone, it tells you everything you need to know about the video.
How do you pick those videos? You just look for the one that has the biggest like shock value, as you say, or you just have
So, so my friends, sometimes my friends will send me videos. Sometimes I'll ju they'll just I'll just stumble upon them on my For You page.
I
So
love
yeah,
it.
that's what I find them.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And then you're also on Instagram too.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How is the modeling going? I think last year you had some really great photos that came out of some shots that you did downtown.
So, actually, just last month, I did some mo I also did some modeling shoots, the wedding photo shoot to be more
Oh
specific.
yeah, tell us about that.
So it's see, the thing about that is a lot of people think that I'm married for real, and I'm still tricking people into thinking that I am, so I don't tell them that it's not real.
Because they look super real. They look very convincing. When I first saw those photos, I was like, huh, what? Huh? And then Rick's reaction videos, Rick the
Yes,
music
that's
man.
exactly what I was gonna say next.
Please go ahead.
So a friend of ours, Rick, who goes by Music Man on TikTok. So there's one moment, at one point he asks, "Why don't my kids look like me?" And I just tell him straight up, I'm still waiting on the DNA test results from Maury. So I don't know.
Yeah, because in one of the wedding photos, you have two kids. And so the wedding photo is you and it's a Caucasian lady and two Asian kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's quite the mix of the, in the photo. And Rick's done a couple of videos. And I think the first one was like, he said he was the photographer at your wedding or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh, those videos cracked me up. It's so funny. And it's so good to see him back on TikTok too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He made another one where he said I ran her over, and I didn't run her over. She jumped in front of the Cadillac.
Obviously, you would never do something like that. You really didn't want those kids.
No.
Oh, that's so, I love that you did some more modeling. Tell us a little bit about what else is going on with you? What else is happening in DJ Wright's world?
So I just did a short film yesterday.
Ooh.
I'm doing another one this week. I'm doing two other short films later this month.
Wow.
And I just landed a part in another short film for September.
DJ, that's amazing. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
Tell us about some of those projects. Can you talk about those projects that are coming up?
I can talk about one of them. So the one that I'm doing this week, it's called What's in the Briefcase. It's a
Ooh.
yeah, it's an action drama type film.
Yeah.
It tells the story of a briefcase which is mysteriously dropped in a fictional town called Madoran, and Julin, the main character, he discovers the briefcase, brings it home with him to his younger sister, who he's trying to create a better life for, and he tries to hide it from his fellow gang members who have been tasked with hiding it from their rival gang members. And
Okay.
it just yeah, and things just get ugly real fast.
Oh my goodness. Do you find that you're a lot of the roles are in that sort of genre?
No, not really.
Okay.
I've done mostly comedy for the
Right.
most part, yeah.
What, so there was one role that you had, you were all tatted up.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're not real tattoos, right?
No,
You didn't sit
I
in the
like
chair for like 3 days and get all those tattoos.
No, not yet, at least. No, so yeah, that was for a short film that I did back in June, which was also, I don't know if I wouldn't say comedy, but it was a drama film. I was a
Yeah.
homeless person in that.
Oh, okay. So you've played a lot. You've like run the gamut of different roles. Yeah, it's nice. You've had different genre of roles throughout your career thus far. And another movie coming up in September. What's that about?
So that short film is called Enticement. It tells the story of a young lady who's been sober for 2 years, who falls back into her old habits after she meets somebody at an AA meeting.
Oh wow, okay. That'll be interesting. Oh my goodness. Are you looking forward to these roles? Yeah, that's amazing. I do have to thank you for always encouraging me, and I know I haven't got started really yet, but you're always sending me things and you're always encouraging me to get into doing more of the acting. You know, it's like one of my dreams, and you're always very encouraging and supportive, and so I want to thank you for that, because
Absolutely. No
yeah,
worries.
it means a lot to me, and
Yes.
coming from you, it means a lot too, so I
Yeah,
appreciate
and seeing you on your grind with five businesses is encouraging me to do the same thing. So thank you for that.
I love it. I love it. So let's maybe talk a little bit about how to maybe get started for anyone who is listening and is interested in getting into the arts or theater or acting. What do you recommend for like sort of first steps for people?
So you can always take acting lessons as a start, and there are lots of groups on Facebook where for anyone who is on Facebook, and on Instagram too. There are lots of groups where they post upcoming auditions for upcoming projects. You could always submit yourself for those and audition for those just to build your resume. And once you have footage, you could always use that to create your demo reel.
Tell us about a demo reel.
So a demo reel is like a short compilation of all the stuff you have done acting wise, and the videos would have to be at least 3 or 4 minutes long. And at the very beginning, you could just put your headshot. And you would also include your headshot at the very end of every reel.
Nice. Have you connected with the people? I think it's like JS Productions or something on one of our friends, Anel, who plays the Joker, who does a lot of the Comic-Con stuff. He was just recently in a production of them, and he was encouraging me to apply for them, so I sent them in a couple of audition things. But have you connected with them too?
Nice. I haven't heard of them.
Okay, so I'll send you the details on that. It's like an online theater group. They do their productions online, but it's really kind of cool. It's like you know when you go to those mystery dinner date movie, who did it kind of things. It's like that, but online. And they do the production online and then they show the film and it's kind of cool the process of it, but I'll send you the information and you can connect with them. I'm sure they would love to have you for the next
Yeah,
audition.
it sounds great. I'm
Yeah.
down.
So some of the things that people would need sort of getting into this business is you would need like you said a couple of videos that you've done or
Yeah,
some pieces.
a demo reel. You could always take lessons to build your resume. Headshots.
Headshots, yeah.
Those are just some of the things to get started.
Those are the basics, yeah.
The
Yeah.
basics.
And people, I think nowadays you can do your headshots by yourself, really, or have like a friend do them. And right, you can get some pretty good headshots now with the cameras that you have.
I would say, I mean, I would, it's always better to get them done professionally, but
Okay.
yeah, if you can.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then what's your advice for people just sort of getting the nerve up to do something like breaking through that shyness or those nerves or the hesitation to go forward? Like, what do you suggest for sort of like breaking out of your comfort zone?
I would say, yeah, you could always take lessons to build your confidence. Another thing would be to focus less on getting the part and more on being the part, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, that's a good tip. So really becoming the
Yeah,
character.
exactly.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that and how you get into character.
So what I would do is, when I first get the script, I'll read through it twice, and then I'll create a story for my character, and then I'll go back to the script again, and then I'll apply everything from the story that I created about that I'll go back to everything that I made in this I wrote in the story for my character, and I'll apply it to the script.
And how do you does that usually gel with what the director sees? Like when you have a vision for sorry, when you have a vision for a character, does it tend to coincide with the vision of the director, or do you or have there ever been times where it sort of clashed and your vision was different from the director's?
I haven't had any clashing moments, but there have been times where my vision was different from the director's. Like earlier today, and this is a great example, earlier today I had a Zoom rehearsal for the short film that I'm doing this week, and the director told me that even though I brought a completely different version of that character, of that character, he still enjoyed it because he felt it made the most sense.
Okay, so it was different from what he had envisioned, but he liked your style better. That's amazing. That's awesome. And it's one of the things with acting. It's like every person will see a character in a different way. Right? Like everybody will read the script differently. Everybody will interpret the character. And when you're doing character development, you have to think about the character's personality, what the things that they would say, the things that they would do, the things that they wouldn't do, how they would act or react in a certain situation. And that is different for everybody, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. One other thing I'm excited to do is we have a few TikToks that we plan to do together. And one of them that cracks me up every stinking time I see it is the sweaty balls one. That's an old SNL skit, but it's so funny.
Wow, I have to see it.
It's so funny. You remember the one with the donut? She's eating the Timbits and she's like, "Wow, your balls smell great."
That
So funny. I love that one. It's hilarious. That was originally Alec Baldwin did that at
Oh,
SNL.
wow. Nice.
Yeah. Who are some actors you would love to work with now that you're getting a little bit deeper into the game?
That is a good question. So like
I'm sure there's tons.
yeah,
Yeah.
there is tons. Like I can't think of anyone in particular. It's like I'm so open to working with everyone.
Yeah. Do you have like a dream list? Like if there's a few people like on your dr like no holds barred, like absolutely anything, you would drop it to work with them, like dream people you would love to work with.
Absolutely. So I would say, I would say, of course, Eddie Murphy. That's who I grew up idolizing. Jim Parsons, Sacha Baron Cohen, I would say, Mariska Hargitay. I would like to be on an
Oh,
episode.
Mariska Hargitay.
I'd like to be on an episode. Who else?
Hargitay. Into me, I see.
That's good.
From the Love Guru.
There's so many people, but those are like the main four.
Yeah. What about directors? Any like specific directors that would be a dream to work with?
There's Tarantino.
Oh, fuck. That would be
Tarantino,
crazy, eh? Yeah.
It's like I don't even care if I don't get to work with anyone else as long as I do a movie with him. That's
That would
fine.
be amazing. We definitely have to make that happen.
Well, I would say, yeah.
I know it's tough, right? I love actually this is an oldie but a goodie, but Ron Howard.
Yeah, I know who he is.
I would love to work with him and Spielberg for sure.
Scorsese.
Scorsese, absolutely. I would love to do something with Al Pacino. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Like what I mean, I could be a homeless person picking up garbage and walking by him. It doesn't matter. I just like to work with him. It'd be amazing. Yeah. And De Niro.
Yeah, absolutely.
The greats, right?
Yeah.
One of the greats, yeah. Have you ever thought of doing any writing? And oh my gosh, you're reminding me of the thing I was gonna write that I have started. It's on my computer. I know it's not no excuse, but
Oh, that yeah, I just remember that right now.
yeah. I have started. It was like a sitcom, like a show, but have you thought of that? Have you thought of doing any writing and creating your own film or your own short story?
Yeah, I write. Yeah, I also like to write skits. I also act them. In fact, I'm actually a part of a collective group. I'm a part of a collective group where we write skits. We also do music videos. These are the same guys who I did the blend in with the upcoming feature film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. How does all that like come together? Because you can write something, you can want to act, but then there's so many different elements. You've got to have lighting, you got to have someone to do the camera, you got to have someone to do the sound. Like, how do all those pieces come together?
So for the right, so normally we would just raise money. I would so normally we would just raise money for equipment. So for the lighting, and then we could hire people to take part or to volunteer. So that's in terms of film equipment. And then acting in it, also being the writer and the director, I would do a bunch of takes just because
Yeah, it's a lot of it's a lot of time invested, and you want to make sure you get the right
there's a
shots,
lot.
right? Yeah, absolutely. So there's so many moving parts to making it happen, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it's great that you write too, because I find most people either want to do one or the other. Like if they act, they're not really into writing. If they're a
Right.
writer, they don't really want to be in front of the camera so much. So it's good that you enjoy both, right? It opens the opportunities up for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So where do you hope to go in like the next, because from when we first met, you just got out of school, you were doing a little bit of modeling, and you were kind of trying to get into the acting. Now you've come so far. You've accomplished so many goals. Where do you see yourself
Yeah.
going this year?
This year I hope to land a gig in another feature film, and I would also to do another to do more feature films basically, and just to do more commercials too, and hopefully have a guest appearance on a TV series.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. The commercial work is really good. Have you watched those residual TikToks that people post?
I haven't seen them, no.
Oh, you should check them out. So there's a couple of actors that post their residual earnings from commercials. The commercial work is sometimes pays better than the films, because they constantly show the commercials, or for like a role on a sitcom.
Right.
If they replay that sitcom, like people who have been in Friends, Friends is running like in perpetuity,
Yeah.
right? And so people, if their episode airs, they get a check every time it shows, right? They get
Oh,
residuals.
nice.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Commercial work is a little bit different from movies though, right?
It
You
is.
want to talk a little bit about the difference there?
So the only difference I would say is commercials are just commercial. So commercials, you don't really have a lot of time to just go over. Let me start over.
Take two.
Exactly. Take two. So basically the only difference is commercials, there isn't a lot of dialogue. You're just trying to you're trying to sell a product,
Right.
basically. Whereas with movies, it's more story. There's more story to it, and that's
You have a little bit more time to develop a character.
yeah, you have more time to develop a character and everything.
How do you handle, like, have you ever had an experience when there's been like a lot of on-set drama or antics, or how do you handle that?
I haven't really, I honestly haven't had a lot of, haven't really experienced a lot of drama for the amount of times I've been on set. But if I were to handle it, I would just walk away unless I need to do a scene with that person. It's just, I just stay out of their way.
I that's one of the things about you is that you are so positive. Like, you never let like negativity come your way. How do you manage to do that and do it consistently? Because that can be a tough thing for a lot of people, right? You can, it's hard to be positive every day. Like, we all want that. We all like aspire to have that and to be that and to do that. Sorry. But it's the reality is that, like, we don't always have that every day, right? So, but you've managed to do that. And how, where does that come from? How do you do that?
So, honestly, I just don't think about it. It's like even when
You
I'm
just
having
don't
a,
give a shit.
basically, even when I'm having a bad day, I'm still in a good mood despite going through all the BS and everything.
Do you feel like everything happens for a reason? I feel like that too. I really believe that. Like, I don't think that's like horseshit. Like, I really think that everything happens for a reason, good or bad. And I think sometimes the endings are the blessings of things, and sometimes new opportunities come your way. It's just meant to be. So everything happens for a reason, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
How, tell us about your parents and how they support your career. If they are they do they have any input in the roles that you do, or
So yeah, sometimes they'll talk to me about, they'll actually look up, sometimes they'll look up studios for me that I should try, that I
amazing.
should try going to, or sometimes they'll talk to me about, they'll send me, actually they'll send me audition postings for films. So yeah,
Amazing.
that is amazing.
That's so great that they're excited for you too. It's great to have that support.
It is.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So aside from the acting, what else is going on in your life? What's your plans for the rest of the summer? Well, I can't believe we're in August already. Bananas. What are your plans for the rest of the summer?
For the rest of the summer, I'm just going to enjoy the heat while it lasts. Hopefully, one of my plans is to go to New York soon.
Oh, that's awesome. Just for a vacation, or do you want to do some work there?
I'll be visiting family down there.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. And how's the traveling there? I mean, I don't know if you got, you don't have to say if you got vaccinated or not, but how do you find like the traveling around? Because I find it quite difficult.
Honest, I have not traveled since COVID, but I wouldn't find it difficult at all going through the process or anything.
That's good. That's amazing. I can't wait for them to open everything up
Yeah,
fully. It's
exactly.
so
Same.
silly. It's so silly. It's bananas. Have you, so you do a lot of stuff downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
Have you seen and have you tried yet the members only waffles?
I haven't. Well, where are they located?
Let me see. I think that I want to say Queen Street, but let me look it up while I'm on here. But have you seen them, the Members Only Waffles?
Never, I haven't seen them.
What? Oh my gosh. So they're waffles in the shape of a dick.
Although I actually did a duet to one of those video to that video last year.
And did you really? I haven't seen. Okay,
Yes.
so it's 252 Queen Street West in Toronto. If anybody wants to go check it out, it's Members Only Waffle House, and they all their waffles are in the shape of a penis on a stick, and they put icing on the top, and it drips down, so it looks,
Yeah,
sus.
they have they also got waffles the shape of a vajayjay too, which I'm
Yeah, they just started doing that this year.
yeah.
And I think, what do they call those? The Members Only, and then like they have another weird name for let's see, for the other waffles. Oh, sorry, page isn't available. Too dirty for Google. But they do have those other waffles as well too. But yeah, that's people are going, literally, people are going nuts. So you should do a video with them.
I could do a video go down. I could actually go down there and do a video and
Yeah,
talk
you
about
should.
how yeah and talk about how this place is the only time I'll ever get any actual pleasure, but that's a whole different story.
Oh my gosh, that you should try to do a collab with them, connect with them, reach out to them.
Yes.
Maybe they'll give you a couple of waffles. You make a little short video for them.
Yep, I'm staying away from the
No.
penises,
But
though.
What you won't do for an acting job.
You'll see videos of me chopping those off with a knife, but that's pretty much it.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So, traveling to New York for the rest of the summer. And then what's next? What's are you gonna are you are there big plans to move to California, to Hollywood, to New York, to what are the future plans?
Those are some future plans. At some point, I would like to do work in the States. That won't be for a it won't be for a while yet, but that is definitely on my to-do list.
I love that. I love that. That's awesome. That's amazing. Any questions for me, sir?
So, yeah, how's business going?
Is great. The clinic is busy. Clinic is busy. The cards are going well, but I have not posted to social media for a bit, which is crazy. I mainly focus on posting for the show, just because it's so active and I love it and I enjoy it, and it's the fun bits outside of the serious bits. But yeah, no, things are going well. A couple of other businesses that I have are doing well and busy, and keeps me busy, keeps me going. And I took a little bit of time off last month. My parents came down. I think you saw the videos or the posts for that.
Yeah, I did.
So that was really fun. So I miss them a ton. And
Just a quick question. Do they also look younger in person?
They do.
Okay.
So, do you want to tell that story?
Yeah, so basically, my first time meeting Jenny, I pretty much told her she looked a lot younger in person, and she does. Like anyone who knows her personally, anyone else who knows her personally can confirm the same thing.
Was so funny. So we met for the first time. You came up, you gave me a hug, and you're like, "Wow, you look younger in person." I was like,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, she was like, I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or an insult.
Oh, it's a compliment for sure.
Yeah.
But it's been a running joke with us,
Yeah,
which
it
has been
has been.
so funny, because it'll come up on like videos or lives or posts, and so
Yeah.
it's so funny. And I love like a long running joke, so it's
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. How do you feel about Netflix?
I like Netflix is amazing, especially since they're now doing their own productions and their own TV stuff, so it's amazing.
Yeah, I think we definitely need to get a show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely need to collab together and do something like that. I would love to have like I've been toying with the idea of doing like a Jenny After Dark kind of show. Yeah.
I already know what that's gonna be
So
about.
you've been on my TikTok lives.
Yeah.
But I've been toying for that with that for a little bit, and wanted to make more of like a have like a kind of a Chelsea Handler vibe, like sit like a couch interview vibe, interview guests with like drinks and just a little bit more adult content and whatever, like later at night kind of
Yeah.
thing. And I would love to have something like that on like a Netflix or something like that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'll even be
Yeah.
down to co-host there,
Me too. Absolutely.
even when you can't do it, I'll be the host.
I would love that. I
Yeah.
would love that. A permanent like round table. That'd be
Yeah.
sick.
Yeah.
I wonder what the process is to get onto Netflix. How can we do that? How can we do that? Who do we know?
It's not
We
me.
definitely have to collab with some of them.
Yeah.
And Prime is like Amazon Prime. Do you have Amazon Prime?
I don't have it
Oh.
yet, but I've heard a lot of good things about Amazon Prime.
Well, let me tell you, if you have Amazon Prime delivery for Amazon, you get it for free, the Amazon Movie Prime.
Wow.
And there's some pretty good shows on there, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, pretty good
Nice.
shows.
As a matter of fact, an interview that I did back in November might be coming to Amazon Prime real soon.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah, and to Netflix as well.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. What kind of interview was it?
So it was an interview with a guy named Tony Montana, and the talk shows.
What?
Yeah, that's what he goes by. And
First we get the drugs, then we get the money, then we get
yes.
the
And basically, yeah, the talk show is called Down to Talk. It's ran by his company, Urban Franchise, and he was basically asking me questions about acting and my career, just like how you're doing now. So I am stoked for that. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. That's amazing. Well, keep me posted on that. I definitely want to support you with that for sure.
Yeah,
That's
definitely.
so awesome. And so for people wanting to see your show coming out, your new show that's coming out to the big screen, where can they buy tickets?
So the tickets are in the link to my bio on my link tree. You'll see it at the very top. It says blending tickets. So that's where you would purchase them. And yeah, so it's gonna be amazing.
That's awesome. Is
Yeah.
there, do we know the location yet of the filming?
A location hasn't been announced yet,
Okay.
but as soon as one is announced, I'll let everybody know.
Okay. And it's called Blendin.
Blending, yeah. Blending.
Blending.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Amazing.
originally the funny thing is also originally it was a web series which got re-edited into a feature film.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Wow. And were you part of the original web series too? Was that
Yeah, I
okay? So
was.
how was that transition then? Because that took some adjustment, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I mean, not much got not I mean, all was The only thing that changed was the editing, but I'm still the same character and
You still
everything.
the star, boo.
Yeah, pretty much.
I guess that's an important note to point out is that you do have to be in this industry a little bit adaptable, right? You do have to, go with the flow and be willing to change things
Yeah,
and
pretty
be
much.
open-minded to that too and adapt to those to your environment basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any like top tips for people wanting to start their journey in acting, whether it just be for hobby and entertainment or as a career, what would you say are some like top tips?
So, top tips if you're just starting out or if you're interested, I would say ask yourself if this is really your passion or if you're only in it for the money. Also, yeah, just to focus less on getting the part and more on being the part.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's great advice. And then once you secure a part, how do you handle that?
So, give me a sec.
Sorry.
It's a help. It's a good one. Yeah, no worries, no worries.
Get some background actors.
Yeah.
Some extras.
Yeah, pretty much. So, how you would secure a part basically is, yeah, just that same drive you had, keep that same drive and that same energy when you auditioned for it. When keep I'm gonna start over on my
Yeah, cut, take two.
Yeah,
Yeah,
take two, exactly.
okay.
So yeah, that same drive and energy you had when you auditioned for the parts, keep
Yeah.
that same drive and energy after you get it. That would be my best advice on maintaining it.
Yeah, so consistency is the key.
Yeah,
Yeah,
basically.
yeah. And how do you keep like yourself intact? Like how do you make sure DJ doesn't change? Because you change for all these roles, you become the character for all these different roles, but how do you make sure that you stay balanced and secure in who you are as your own person and not let that go in a thousand different directions? How do you create balance for yourself?
So I basically like to separate acting from my part from personal stuff. So I would create balance. Like I wouldn't let a role get to my head. I wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah, that's great advice. Just stay humble and grateful.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Well, tell everybody where they can find you, where like all your socials, shout it all out. Give us the rundown of where we can find Mr. DJ, right? And I just want to confirm for anyone who looks at your acting profile, you are not 314 pounds.
No, I am not. That is a typo.
I mean, if you are, you carry it well, sir.
Yeah. I suck it in very well.
Yeah, it's one of those girdle belts, right? That you
Yeah,
have
exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't even have a girdle. I'm just wearing sweatpants. My
Oh.
sweatpants suck it in really well.
And Crocs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tell everybody where they can find you. Shout out all your stuff, all your socials, everything you're doing, anything you want to share with the audience so they can find you and watch all of your stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on, yeah, my link tree. So there's a link tree in my bio where the tickets are. Like all of my social media handles are there. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'm on Instagram and TikTok as at DJ Wright is the name. And
Okay.
then YouTube is just DJ Wright.
Okay, awesome. And you have some videos posted on YouTube as well, too.
Yes, yeah,
That's
everything
awesome.
I do acting wise will be posted on my YouTube channel.
I love that. I love that. And where can people find you and get a hold of you if they're looking to hire you for a role?
Yeah, so you could always reach out to me on Instagram, even on on actor on my Actors Access profile, which is also in my link tree in my bio. Same with my Mandy profile. You could always reach out to me there.
And you also have a IBMD page
I
now?
am yeah, IMDb.
IMDb.
Yes, you can reach
Yep.
out to me on
That's
IMDb.
phenomenal. That's so exciting that you have that. That's so great. So people can reach you through there. So any actors or fellow actors or directors or producers can reach you through that page as well too.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. Well, DJ, I can't wait to see you again in person and do some more videos with you. We've done a few in the past and we posted them and they've always done really well and they've gone over really well. People have loved them. So we
Absolutely.
definitely, yeah, the feedback has been amazing. So
Yeah,
fun.
it was to the point where people actually thought we were together at one point.
Crazy. This acting life, right? Bananas. It's so funny, but we had such a great time. The videos that we made were so great. Did a few movie scenes and a few little funny ones. So
Exactly.
fun. So we have to do some more. I'm looking forward to that, and we will do that one. Sweaty balls, here we come.
All right. And then the next stop will be It's Mike in a Box.
I love it. I love it. It's so fun. Thank you so much for joining me today and co-hosting this episode with me. It's so good to see you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for having me again.
It's been awesome to catch up and I can't wait to see you in person again and work with you some more. And thank you again for all of your patience and encouragement. For all of my acting aspirations and always, keeping me in the mindset of actually getting it done and doing it. It means a lot to me. So I really appreciate you for that. Yeah.
Thanks.
And you were just a great person. If anybody, make sure you guys follow at DJ Wright is the name. Make sure you follow him. Such a great person, humble and kind and sweet and funny and so positive. And I'm just so proud of you and all of that you're doing. So
Thanks.
make sure to like, share, comment, follow, subscribe. We love feedback on the show, so DM me with any of your comments. I love to hear them back. And I hope you have an amazing week. We'll see you again soon. Thanks. Bye.